Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Good morning, everybody. Today it is the 1st September 1920 and the weather is great. Here is Malaysia's hit station number 1, Fly FM. Our morning show today is about life in the colonies. This is why we have a guest from the colonies here. His name is Guy, he is 29 years old, and he is the administrator of a British colonial outpost. Good morning, Guy. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, James. Thank you for your invitation. I'm fine, thank you.
Why are you working as a leader in a British outpost?
First of all, it is a family tradition. My father was also a colonial agent, and he liked his job. I like my job too, and I try to be the perfect colonial agent.
Oh, so do you feel good here in Malaysia at the outpost?
Yes, of course. Malaysia is my home country. I was born here, but my roots are English. That's why I was back in England only 1 year ago.
Nice. So tell me something about your holidays. Do you enjoy it?
Oh, yes. It was great. And there I met Doris, a beautiful lady. We had a good time together. And after 3 weeks, we got married. After that, she went back with me to Malaysia.
Congratulations! Does she like Malaysia? Does she enjoy her new exotic lifestyle?
Well, she felt good at the beginning, and I think that she was happy with her new life. But now she's back in England again, and our marriage is over.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Why? What happened?
It's a long and difficult story. There was a tragic occurrence and our young marriage crashed.
Oh, you make me curious. Tell me and our listeners what caused the separation, if you will.
Okay, I will tell you about my bad luck. Doris, my wife, and I, we lived a very typical British life, even though we were far away from England. For instance, we played tennis in the evenings and our daily routine was strict. Furthermore, Doris decorated the house with British stuff like the tea service. But then Doris found out that the native woman and her children came to our bungalow every day. She asks me if I could explain this and if I knew something about the natives. At first, I said nothing. And I was very aggressive and hostile towards Doris.
Well, it's a legitimate question, isn't it? Why did the native woman come every day? And what happened next?
1 week later, my servant tried to keep her away from our house. Moreover, she comes every day back. But she doesn't say the reason for her coming. And Doris took notice of this, and that's when I had to tell her the truth. I confessed that I used to live with the native woman before Doris came to Malaysia, and I am the father of her children. Doris was very shocked and asked time to reconsider our marriage, time to think about this upsetting news, and in the meantime she refused to share the bedroom with me.
You had a relationship with a native girl and the children are yours? Is this behavior typical for a British colonizer, and why did you leave with a native woman, and why did you leave her for Doris, who you hardly knew?
Yes, a lot of colonizers have a concern with a native woman. It was a relationship caused by the first circumstance, you know. I only got into this relationship because I was lonely, like many others. And she lived with me only because I provided well for her. And I left her because I fell in love with Doris and I wanted to live my life with her. But I believe that Doris couldn't assimilate with the new life and the new culture. As a consequence of that, she tries to make everything and everybody British. My only desire was to see her guilty in her ambience. But she couldn't fit in, and I think that she feels very isolated.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you tell her the truth about your former life?
For me, it was only an arrangement, and it was insignificant for me. I feared to lose her. Doris knew that I loved her, and she understood that I acted only out of loneliness, but she couldn't accept the fact that I had had a physical relationship with a native woman. I think Doris left me because our relationship was based on a lie of sorts.
Oh, that is very tragic. I'm sorry for you. And now you're again lonely?
Oh, no, I don't live alone. I allowed the native woman to come back and with the children. I live with the old arrangement again. And I doubt I will ever find an English woman who would accept my past and love life in the colonies the way I do without trying to make the colony more English.
Okay. Guys, thanks for your story. It was very interesting and showed us the problems of life in the colonies. Now our airtime is over. Thanks for listening. And here, only for you, the brand new song, Blue Jeans.
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.